topic series. I really felt like God was just pressing in for me to teach on forgiveness. It's something that he spoke to me about like weeks ago, and I think the topic came up in small group. Actually, it was on shoot when you asked me, shoot, about reconciliation, and we had that like conversation about that. It just stuck in my mind, and I even today like preparing, I really felt strongly that God was like, yeah, it's forgiveness, because in as much as like, you know, it's important that we forgive our like primary caregivers and our leaders, obviously like forgiveness like is an act of love, so it's like it's always going to be like the foundation of our Christian faith. So I think it's always good to kind of like, you know, remind ourselves of the continual journey that forgiveness truly is, and just refresh our memory of, you know, the importance of it. So I just want to pray, like, to ask God in. Yes, Lord, I just thank you so much for all these lovely women that I get to lead, Lord God. I just pray right now that you would just speak through me. Father, I just pray that I would just kind of take the pressure off myself to say anything perfectly, Lord. I just ask that I just leave room for spontaneity if you want me to say anything else or switch things up from the way I've written them up, Lord God. And I just pray, yeah, that you would just open each person that's listening right now. I just pray that you would open up their hearts and their minds to really hear what they need to hear in this moment in time, Father God. Thank you for all that you've shown us so far, Lord God, and I just thank you for all that you're going to just continue to show us through this, Father. In your mighty name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Awesome. So, in Matthew 18:21-22, Jesus says to Peter that we need to forgive not just 7 times, but 70 times 7 times. And I don't know about you, but sometimes when I read that, I can get a bit frustrated, because it's like, well, oftentimes I don't feel like forgiving when somebody's like upset me. But then I feel like God is, the first thing I felt God say when I was thinking that, when I read that verse, was actually, Dan, it's not about feelings, it's about the choice. It's like with faith, isn't it? You know, we don't, if we base our faith on a feeling, then our faith would just fluctuate all the time, because we can't always feel God's presence. Some people maybe they can, but I certainly can't. So yeah, it's kind of in the same vein, like, it's a choice. And I think the more we make the choice to forgive, the more we make the choice to ask God in onto the forgiveness journey, the more he'll open up our hearts to really have compassion for the person we're forgiving, and actually soften our hearts for that person, and just grow us in that. And also, it's just remembering as well that it's not like purely our strength that we do it by. It is by his strength. You know, like Paul says in Philippians, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, which is such a great verse to go back to with almost everything, not just forgiveness. You know, like, even this message I was preparing today, I don't know, the temptation for me oftentimes is just to over prepare, but I really felt God say, you know, there's no need to over prepare. Forgiveness is something that is, it sews the seams of what it means to follow Jesus. It's underlying the tapestry. It is what it is. Like, it is love. Like, when you experience the love of God, you can't help but forgive others. Which leads me on to, you know, just how life-giving forgiveness is. It's not just for the other person, it's also life-giving for us. Like it says in Colossians 2:13, when you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive with Christ, because he forgave us for all of our sins. So it's just life-giving. And it's this book that I am basing a lot of what I'm saying on today, Grace and Forgiveness by John and Carol Arnott. And they show a picture of a gift on the front, which is, it seems kind of cheesy, but it truly is a gift to forgive, because you're not only releasing the other person, you're also releasing yourself from holding up that, you know, whatever that anger is, that upset is, that you might have held towards them for a long time, or even a short time. But I think what's really essential in all of this, like, whether we're forgiving our fathers, our friends, ourselves even, I think ourselves are probably like one of the big, like, it's probably one of the most often times I have to forgive ourselves even more than other people, just because, you know, we're with ourselves all the time. And but I think the most fundamental part of all of this is, you know, we can't give what we haven't already received. So in as much as we have to make, it's important for us to make forgiveness a part of our rhythm, it's even more vital that we make time with God a part of our priority. every single time, even above forgiveness more so, because it's not until we've received the grace and the love of God that then we can receive the forgiveness and then pass on that forgiveness to those around us. And I think as well, in terms of the Father Heart series that we've been doing, in as much as it's kind of related, like, you know, when we haven't maybe received what we've needed from our caregivers or our fathers or our leaders, it's probably because they haven't received it first. And I think that's just huge. Like, and it's something that sounds so simple, but it's just something that I often forget. So yeah, I think, you know, and God gave me a picture of like an ATM when I was preparing this message, and it sounds like a cheesy comparison, but I think it's just something that works well for me. It's like, you know, when you like say like money is like love, and then the bank is like our hearts. It's like you can't take money out of the bank if there's no money there. Mm-hmm. At the same time, like, how on earth are we supposed to give forgiveness if we haven't got forgiveness already there from what we've received from God, you know? So yeah, in terms of this book, again, I'll just repeat it for the recording. It's Grace and Forgiveness by John and Carol Arnott, who are the founding pastors of Catch the Fire Church, who lead School of Ministry, and that's kind of where it's based in Canada. They are amazing. They're just amazing speakers. They both have had completely different experiences of God. This story is really fascinating, and I really do encourage you, if you do read this book, it's only a short book, it's really good. It's really good to see both of their experiences of forgiveness and how they've gone about different things. It's so good. But with their book, they call it Grace and Forgiveness, like in line with what I was saying, because you can't have forgiveness without grace, and vice versa. They're just linked. You can't love without forgiving, you can't forgive without loving, etc. So yeah, that just leads me to my next point. Like, why should we forgive? Well, in Mark 11:25 it says, "And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven may forgive your sins." And they say in the book how, and it is so true, and it just, you know, reminded me again how, like, there's such a link between faithful prayer and forgiveness, or the lack of it, and how when we hold unforgiveness towards someone, it can actually create a barrier in our relationship with God, and it can actually create a barrier with the grace that God can extend to us, because it's not until we've forgiven someone else that actually God can forgive us to an extent. But that's an interesting one as well, because obviously, like, there are certain areas in which God can still forgive us, but I think you're restrained to how much of his grace you can receive until you've chosen to forgive from your heart. And I think as well, like, time and time again, like, it's so important that we should remember that forgiveness is an ongoing journey. Like, I remember being in, like, when I was at School of Ministry, I remember being sat there one day with this like long list of things I thought I needed to forgive, and I was like almost like torturing myself mentally without actually asking the Holy Spirit in, to be like, I need to just forgive everything all in one go so I can kind of move on. And then God was just like, no, like, A, that's going to just keep you bound, and B, like, everyone is always making mistakes and you're always making mistakes, so you can't always, like, you don't have to be forgiving all the time. Just trust that I will lead you as and when I need you to forgive in a certain circumstance. So again, like, it's trusting in God, like, and trusting him to lead us clearly as to when to forgive is just, that's freeing in itself, I think, because, you know, it just removes this pressure that we might have as to, you know, needing to forgive everything all in one go, which simply isn't the case, and it isn't what God wants for us. There's seagulls everywhere.
I'm stressing out.
Okay, bear with me a second. Also, in line with this as well, like, with, like, when we forgive, like, our, like, parents or our caregivers, I think what's really important just to remember as well is that oftentimes it's not necessary to forgive them to their face. Maybe we're not able to do that. Maybe we don't know our parents. Maybe we don't know our biological parents. Maybe, I don't know, we just don't have connection with them. Or maybe we simply just don't have the connection with them to actually have that conversation. And that's okay, because ultimately God knows and God sees our forgiveness. And when we pray with him, like, time and time again, it's like reconnecting. I've heard, like, countless stories, like, from friends, like, during, like, the Father Heart week at School of Ministry, where honestly it's crazy. Like, a couple of my friends had, like, forgiven either their mother or their father, and no word of a lie, like literally within two or three days, they get a phone call from one of their parents, like saying something really drastic about their relationship and it like moving in a positive direction. And I'm just like, what? Like, I just love how God can just like move in the spiritual realm. Like, it's just insane. And also, like, the amazing thing about forgiveness is that it can like open the barrier to physical healing as well. Like in the book, they give an example of when they're on mission, John and Carol, they come across a man who'd been in a car accident, and he'd been in pain for years basically as a result of the injury he had. And John basically led him through forgiveness for the person who crashed into him, and like as soon as they finished the prayer, all the pain just like left his body. Sweet. Which is just amazing, like so good.
Wow.
But also, I want to just say in line with this as well, that sometimes restoration might not always be possible, because in as much as we can control our side of the forgiveness, like, it's so annoying, but like, it's hard that we can't always like make the other person accept our forgiveness or encourage them to, I don't know, forgive us, like to accept our forgiveness in the way that maybe we need or want them to. But I think within those times, I think what's important is that we surrender kind of our need for a full understanding of the full picture back to God. Because I think at times, like, I found that hard, where it's like, yeah, but God, like, I'm doing all that I can. But I think it's just knowing that, like, once you do all that you can and that you've asked God, God, is there anything else I need to do in this situation? It's knowing that God will show you in time. And just like, whenever restoration doesn't happen, it's just like, yeah, like I said, just kind of surrendering like misunderstanding back to God, and just, yeah, just trusting that he is in the process all the time, even if we don't understand everything that's going on. And so with Carol Arnott, in the book, she talks about her relationship with her mum and how like her forgiveness journey with her mum is just like, it was so long and so difficult, but eventually like it did end up in amazing restoration. Like her mum, like, I don't know, it was just like a really toxic relationship. Like her mum was quite unpredictable in their relationship, like aggressive, and she felt like she would often need to just forgive all the time. And it was just kind of like, in as much as she was choosing above her feelings, she still didn't grasp the fact, she still didn't feel like she was forgiven from her heart. Because it says in Matthew, like, to forgive from our hearts. And Carol was saying in the book, like, how she just forgive and forgive and forgive, but she just wasn't, the feeling just wasn't coming. In as much as, like, God does oftentimes bless us with, like, the feelings that come later, she just wasn't getting it. And what she mentions is that, like, the missing key to what she wasn't doing was, is that she was still judging her mum's behaviour. And I think a couple of weeks ago we dug into the scripture from Romans 2 verse 1, which speaks about if we judge others, it'll just, you know, it's condemning ourselves. And I think that's what the missing key was for her. And so when she just like kind of let God again into the process of like forgiving and asking God to help her not to judge, that kind of opened another door for her to actually start to really feel like she's forgiven from her heart. And then, to cut the long story short, like, that increased her compassion for her mum. The less she judged her mum, and the increase in compassion for her mum and what her mum lacked in her childhood then opened the door to her fully forgiving. And quote from the book, she says, forgiveness works because we were fully restored, basically. And if you read like the full story, it is insane, because at the beginning it just doesn't seem like, I don't know, it just seems a bit hopeless. But it's not, obviously, with God, like, nothing's ever hopeless. So I think perseverance and also leaning into the strength of God is absolutely essential in any forgiveness journey. Yeah, and so, like, yeah, in line with Carol's testimony, like, when it, I just want to encourage you, like, for anyone who feels like it's hard to forgive, like, when it feels tough, like, just rest in God's strength. And our initial choice to forgive and to keep inviting God into the process is something that he honors. And I think, you know, God, as we all know, like, God is a relational God, so he's only gonna be able to move if we invite him into the process each step of the way. Yeah, so I think it's just, yeah, asking him into the process. And like Carol did in the book, every time you feel kind of anger or upset, it's just being like, God, I just need you to come back in and just give me the strength. It's and with that perseverance, God will just continue to bless you and allow restoration, in as much as it can happen, to happen. But I think as well, like, it's also really wise just to keep in mind, like, that God, something that I'm realizing at the moment is that God is able to just be one step ahead of us all the time. So in those situations where we just don't know what words to say to somebody, if we feel the need to have a conversation with them, it's knowing that actually, like, God can give us the strategy in the moment, which is really freeing and settling to my spirit anyways, in this journey. And yeah, and just again, like, forgiveness is an act of love, which may well begin with a choice, and we may not always feel like doing it, but honestly, like, from personal experience, I can say, like, with my relationship with my own dad, like, choosing to forgive time and time again, persevering, even though I didn't feel like it, it honestly just, over time, it just improved, and my relationship with my dad now is the best that it's ever been, and God, over time, has kind of, like, given me more compassion for my dad, and given me pictures of my dad as a kid, and shown me that, you know, ways in which I wasn't able to experience God's heart through him, it's not his fault, you know, and that makes the forgiveness process a lot easier too.
Yeah, so good.
Yeah, and it's, you know, forgiveness is always going to lead to beautiful things as well. Like, it's a choice that we won't ever regret. Like, because oftentimes, like, I sometimes worry about regretting decisions, but God said to me the other day, like, forgiveness, you will never ever regret it, because it can't ever lead to anything negative. You know, like with the Holy Spirit's voice, he's always convicting, he's always positive, and it's always going to, even though conviction might initially feel a bit, you know, funny, it's always going to lead us into a positive direction. And I think the same is definitely true for forgiveness. So yeah, by forgiving someone, we release them from our debt, and with God's help and strength, we can keep doing it time and time again. But it just starts with a choice and inviting God in, like I said. So yeah, just giving God permission. That's kind of it, really. Well, yeah, Kez is just going to lead us through a ministry time with, like, a kind of a set out prayer, really, to forgive, like, whether it's our caregivers or our mothers or our fathers or anyone who we feel like the Holy Spirit is kind of nudging us to forgive. So yeah, so it goes.
Yeah, so let's start by, by the way, Danny, that was great. Thank
you. Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
Sometimes I forget to do that.
Do you want to keep this on?
Yes, okay. Because we'll probably add this at the end, but take out the bit in between the rambling. So let's start by spending like a minute or two to ask Holy Spirit, like, who we need to forgive. If God doesn't bring up anyone, that's okay. But just to, like, kind of help you, it could be you could need to forgive yourself, like Danny talked about. We really want to focus on, like, obviously mother father's kind of thing, because we've been talking about the father heart, but we also don't want anyone to force anything. And it literally could be something super deep, like, oh my gosh, I had a terrible childhood, my dad was never there. Or it could be like, oh my gosh, my mum really annoyed me this morning when she was, like, nagging me to do the dishes. And, you know, so it doesn't need to be something, you know, like, we are constantly on a journey of forgiveness, so it could be something small that happened this morning kind of thing. And it could be other people, it could be leaders, pastors, things like that. So let's spend a few minutes, just ask God who he would like to, you like, you know, kind of who he wants to bring up in your heart that you need to forgive. So let's do that. Okay, so I'm gonna lead you in a prayer. I am gonna say the word father or dad, but you insert whoever it is for you. And there is a part in the second part of the prayer that you talk about the specific things, so I'm just giving you a heads up that, you know, it will be the specific thing that you need to forgive them for. Now, obviously, you don't, you know, the goal is that we say this out loud, but you can whisper it or be as loud as you want kind of thing. We don't want to force anybody into massive vulnerability, and we are in the middle of a park, so, you know, it's on the whole world knowing our business. But yeah, so I'm going to say a line and then you guys will repeat after me, and we'll just kind of walk through like that. Is that okay? Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. So, Heavenly Father, I come to you in surrender today. And I truly want to deal with the issue you have been gently prompting me about. Lord, I want to forgive my Lord, I want to give my father a gift of forgiveness today.
Lord, I want to give my father a gift of forgiveness today.
For all the things that you did.
For all the things that you did.
Or didn't do.
Or didn't do.
which cause me pain. And also cause me to judge you in ungodliness.
And also cause me to judge you in ungodliness.
Now, before we start the next part of the prayer, just close your eyes and imagine your dad. Just see your dad or whoever it is, whoever the person is that you're forgiven, imagine them in front of you. And now we're just kind of going to continue the prayer, but just like kind of look into your dad's eyes as you say it. So, Dad, I forgive you for.
Dad, I forgive you for.
And now just kind of name those things. I give you a gift of my forgiveness.
I give you a gift of my forgiveness.
You owe me nothing.
You owe me nothing.
I tear up the IOU.
I tear up the IOU.
That I had written in my heart.
That I had written in my heart.
And I give it all to you, Heavenly Father.
And I give it all to you, Heavenly Father.
I bring it to the cross.
I bring it to the cross.
And Lord, I ask you to forgive me.
Lord, I ask you to forgive me.
Lord, I ask you to forgive me.
For my sin of dishonoring.
For my sin of dishonoring.
Judging.
Judging.
And hating my dad in my heart.
And hating my dad in my heart.
Lord, I repent.
Lord, I repent.
Lord, I repent.
And I ask you to forgive me.
I ask you to forgive me.
Lord, I put the cross of Jesus Christ.
Lord, I put the cross of Jesus.
Lord, I put the cross of Jesus Christ.
Between me and the law of sowing and reaping.
Between me and the law of sowing and reaping.
The law of sowing and reaping.
I don't want to reap negativity anymore.
I don't want to reap negativity anymore.
I don't want to reap negativity anymore.
Lord, I want to be free.
Lord, I want to be
Lord,
free.
Lord, I want to be free.
And I receive my freedom now.
And I receive my freedom,
I receive my freedom now.
Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Kez.
I think that this stuff is so powerful. So just, you know, it is quite likely that in the next few days that things will happen with the person you forgave. And you'll be like, ugh! So just keep saying out loud, like, I forgive you, like, Dad, I forgive you, or, you know, whatever it is. I mean, probably don't do it around them because that might be really passive aggressive, but like in your heart, when you can, you know, if it's not appropriate, say it out loud, but just walk away and be like, Dad, I forgive you, Mum, I forgive you, just to kind of, you know, to keep that freedom, to keep walking in that forgiveness. Yeah,
that's good. Amazing.
Do you have anything else you want to say?
No, not really. I think I'm pretty much done. Okay. Yeah, Rach, I'm so glad you could join us. So glad.
Thanks, I'm so glad I could come in.
So glad. Are you doing okay?
I'm gonna fly over.
Are you doing okay?
Yeah, I'm.